The Consolidated Afloat Networks and Enterprise Services Program, better known as CANES, is the Navy's answer to a typical DoD technology problem. There are more than 280 ships in the Navy's fleet, and very few of the IT systems on board those vessels look alike.
If you take a product of all the different network components, the different network baselines, the operating systems, and the applications that ride on those, and you multiply them all together, it's a total of 632 baselines that have to be sustained, maintained, operated, and supported in the fleet. And I think all of you know out there, that's impossible to do. We just can't do business that way. We can't afford it. And it just doesn't work.
That's Captain DJ LaGoff, the program manager for the Navy's Tactical Networks. He's in charge of the CANES program. And he says up until now, shipboard IT systems across the fleet have been allowed to grow up according to their own rules.
We've never gotten rid of anything in the afloat Navy in our networks, right? So we're still maintaining all those legacy systems. We still have ATM ships on the Navy. I literally have eBay receipts from parts I've had to buy to support ATM platforms. We can't continue doing business like this.
LaGoff speaking at AFSEA Nova's annual Navy IT Day. CANES is supposed to replace the technology systems across most of the Navy fleet, submarines, carriers, destroyers, with one common architecture. But rather than building a huge military-specific system from the ground up, the Navy decided to rely almost entirely on commercial technologies and constantly compete for the lowest bid to keep that technology up to date. Because of that, LaGoff says, the Navy has paid 44% less so far for CANES than what the initial cost estimates predicted.
There's no new science involved in CANES. It's really a new business process. How do we take the best and brightest out of industry best practices and turn it into an infrastructure that we can support at sea, something that's flexible, extensible, and refreshable? What we did is we took our five basic networks that we have at sea, our coalition network, our SCI intelligence network, the unclassed GENSER, and video information exchange system that we field on every ship and submarine in the Navy. And instead of, as in the past, having them grow at different rates, technology refresh at different or if even non-existing time periods, different funding streams, different requirements, so we smashed them all together. We says we're going to meet all of their requirements with a common architecture. This way we can continue to keep pace with industry, and we're going to have the same infrastructure on the ship regardless of the enclave that you use it. Really kind of makes a lot of sense. Why we didn't do it that way to start with is a bunch of hindsight, right?
The Navy awarded a contract earlier this year to Northrop Grumman for the initial design of CANES. In that phase of the contract, the defense contracting giant will also install CANES aboard a Navy ship for the first time later this year, and 29 more after that. But LaGoff says the Navy will recompete the contract for the next round of ships. That's possible, he says, because proprietary software solutions are essentially forbidden under CANES. He says offering a proposal that doesn't meet open commercial standards is the best way to get kicked off the contract. That competitive environment is what he says has already led to enormous cost savings.
We were able to buy back 3 years of final operational capability. We bought back 3 years of schedule, just purely based on the value of competition. We turned money back into the Navy for other purposes, and we're able to increase the scope of the systems that we're fielding at sea. Again, all through the value of competition. That's why I'm so committed to it. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it every 4 years, and we're going to keep doing it, and just purely to get price down and get the best value for the relevant capability to the warfighter as possible. We are going to have industry days for every one of these competitions. I've committed to everybody that these will be full and open competitions in every case.
To up the ante on the anti-proprietary attitude toward CANES, the Navy is doing a lot of the work itself. The service-oriented architecture will be developed by the Navy itself and released to the open-source community. But LaGoff says CANES isn't just about building a new network. There are plenty of mission-critical things the Navy already does with its shipboard IT systems, and those missions have to continue.
If all we do is field a network called CANES on ships, I consider ourselves a phenomenal failure. The whole idea behind here is not to just field a network. The whole idea is to field an end-to-end capability. The challenge is taking the applications, integrating them into this baseline, making sure that they're interoperable, make sure they're accredited, make sure they're supported, make sure there's documentation for all of those. We cannot just field piecemeal systems on ships. It has to be a full end-to-end capability. The reason the consolidation becomes hard is we're really breaking rice bowls. Applications and systems like to have their own procurement budget that they could bring their systems on board and just connect them. We're taking that away from them. The problem is every system and every application has got a sponsor somewhere who's fighting tooth and nail to keep that budget, right? So doing enterprise stuff is not hard just from an engineering perspective. It's also hard from a political perspective.
LaGoff claims the structure the Navy has set up for CANES will also let it do a far better job of securing the IT systems on its ships. Up until now, he says, the legacy systems have been built with mission-specific needs for a particular ship in mind. Cybersecurity measures were added years later as an afterthought.
With the CANES architecture, the information assurance policies are built into the core of the architecture. We built the information model, and we built the system from there up. A fundamental 180-degree shift on how we do business, which is very important. The other piece we did is we added a significant amount of system management to the capability. What that really means is automation and easy use for our sailors. If you're on a carrier today and you've got to troubleshoot one of the network components, the only way you really have to do that is to trace the cable hand over hand, go into the space, and find which box stopped blinking. All right, that's how we do troubleshooting today. That's not optimal use for our IITs. We're really trying to provide a single pane of glass management where they can do all aspects of network management, network maintenance, isolation, incident reporting, incident isolation, quarantining, IA, patching, everything from a single operator station.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.